KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
Welcome back into ABQ Connect. I'm Steve Ryman. And what we just listened to, by the way, was Jim Williams, Something Weird, I think last week, part of a visit he had with Peter Martin. Peter is one of the pastors on staff at Calvary Christian Fellowship in Tucson with Scott Richards, who you hear, of course, on the weekend here. Our guest that was going to join us, we're going to connect with tomorrow, Chuck Harper, as part of Across Nations. And one of the things we did want to make sure you knew about today, not so much for attending, it's out in Window Rock and in that area, listener, please be praying for the ministry going on around that area through Across Nations. They're having their very first ever, and this ministry has been going on for decades. I mean, Chuck is like my age, and I know his parents, I think, were part of the ministry. So this is their first ever Navajo Nation Presidential Prayer Breakfast. So what a great opportunity for them to reach their community there in the Window Rock area through Across Nations. If you want to find out more about the breakfast and how you can be praying for it specifically, you're welcome to reach out to them. You can email radio@acrossnations.cc. That's radio@acrossnations.cc. And that URL, crossnations.cc, great place to find out more about the ministry. But we are going to make an effort again to catch up with Chuck tomorrow. Being where he is, quite honestly, it was a matter of connection. You know, you get far enough away from a cell tower when you're doing ministry out there, and that happens. So we appreciate all they're doing, and we appreciate those that already have chosen to support them. Another great ministry that needs your support, ladies, Sheology. Well, we've had Sheology on the air several times in the past, and you've heard their spots air, and our hosts, I should say. I hate to say DJs because the voices you hear between the programs and music on KLYT, they're more facilitators bringing you information like Sheology's new study. And in studio with us, Sailor Schroff is the special event coordinator with Sheology, and Madison Newcomb is here. She's the Bible study coordinator. Short of getting Lenya in here, who's going to be one of the teachers. People are very familiar with Lenya Heitzig. This is a great opportunity to find out for the ladies what's going on. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you. So happy to be here.
You guys should record. Nice.
Yeah.
Harmony.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. So let's talk about, for those who might not be familiar with Sheology, I say it like that because, you know, granted, this is a ministry born out of the ministry at Calvary Church and its various names over the years, but Sheology currently, the women's ministry. But I'm aware, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think I am, this is a citywide ministry. There's ladies from all kinds of churches that come together for these studies. Is that right?
That is right. Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. How many ladies typically are routinely participating now when you go through a study like this?
So we range from about 300 to 500, and that's just for a Bible study. For our winter gala and spring gathering, it's a higher number for
right.
sure.
It's a big, big one-night event.
Yeah, thousands for sure. It's incredible. Yeah.
And the quality of speakers, I mean, the local speakers we have for the events that, Sailor, you've been part of putting together, and for the studies, just such high quality and able to equip, encourage. But let's talk about, before we go into the new study that's coming up, by the way, next Tuesday, we'll get to more details on that. An overview of Sheology, and I'll just throw it to either one of you. If you were going to describe Sheology to someone who's not familiar, what would you tell them?
So we are passionately pursuing the gospel, and we're committed to providing a place where women can encourage each other and biblical responsibility. I know for me, Sheology was always such a safe place to come to.
Yeah.
And I just felt the power of the Holy Spirit so vividly when I would come to Sheology events.
I want to dive into something you said. Safe. What do you mean by? And I could guess, but let's articulate that some, because for the ladies listening that need that,
mm-hmm. yeah,
let's encourage them. What do you mean? It was a safe place to go.
We encourage each other. We definitely hold each other responsible and accountable. There's no cattiness in geology. We definitely
cattiness. Mm-hmm. It happens.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, we are broken humans.
Why do you think not? Why do you think, I mean, mm-hmm. you know, people are people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're all broken humans.
Why do you think some of that is absent?
Just the heart of the ministry. We really make it a point to just make geology so safe. So we cut it out
right.
as soon as it can happen, as soon as it can even start, just because we are here for one thing, and it's for the Lord and for
yeah.
the gospel and
yeah.
to spread that word.
Yeah.
So anything that's not of that kind of just
that's so
breaks
good.
The purpose. Yeah.
Madison, that's so biblical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
yeah. Paul said, I delivered to you that which I also received.
Mm-hmm.
He said, yeah, I delivered to you. Actually, he said, I delivered to you primarily or first of all, that which I also received, the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I love that you said that because it is primary and it is an answer for, you know, and it's come up before on the show. All the issues that ladies are having, regardless, the cattiness, the backbiting.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's exclusive to ladies.
I was
by
just saying, you put all the women out, eh?
No, I'm not saying that. Listen, I've been married for 30 plus years, so yeah, I've been taught, I've been learned.
Yeah.
But no, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
But those issues that ladies and every human on earth deal with are solved by Jesus.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and I think it's okay to talk about things like politics and issues and policies because they affect our lives and our kids. And I don't want to go too deep into that, but primary, what's primary is the gospel. So
yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, Sheology, for sharing that with the ladies here in Albuquerque. So event coordinator, Sailor, the next event being the study starting on Tuesday.
Yes.
What's going on?
Yeah, we're so excited. We're going to be launching Proverbs 31 Woman, Portraits of a Woman.
Okay.
And we're so excited. It's going to be different than in the past. You know, I think a lot of times we read that Proverbs and women think, oh my goodness, that is so hard to obtain. And so what we're really going through is, you know, how do we walk through this together? Like Madison mentioned, we're in it for each other,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so we're going to be having incredible speakers. We're going to be having Linnea Heitzig, obviously, because she is the founder and she's incredible, as well as her daughter-in-law, Janae. And then we're going to be having, I believe her name is Debbie Elsdorf.
Debbie Elsdorf, yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Let me say this about those two first ladies then.
Yeah.
Then, and actually, Maria, who I know.
Oh, Maria's amazing.
Not only for the teaching,
yeah.
But just from what I've seen from these ladies,
mm.
all three of them, they right. roll up their sleeves
they
and
do.
They mm-hmm. get busy and they do the work. They jump in the trenches.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of the reason for the success of the ministry,
yeah.
in addition to obedience to God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I completely, and it's so incredible being underneath of, you know, their leadership. I mean, obviously, Linnea, seeing that she's so, she listens to the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
What is Holy Spirit trying to cultivate? What do these women need to hear from God? You know, and so with that, us going through the Proverbs 31 woman, it talking about, you know, the unrealistic expectation that we feel,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
Versus what God is saying and how, you know, so often we think God is so confusing, but he's not. He is complex.
Mm-hmm.
But what he asks us to do is simple. And so just honestly going through that and something that we're really focusing on is giving our burdens to God, being able to come together and lay our burdens aside and saying, Lord, we want to give it to you. And being able to run after that, running after the calling that God has over our lives. So, yeah.
Well, we've got more to talk about with the study coming up with Sheology. And Portraits of a Woman is the name of the new study starting next Tuesday.
Yes.
We'll go into more details about times and other activities going on. We're going to take a quick break and more with Sheology after this on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right, here we are talking to Sheology ladies. A new Bible study is on the way next Tuesday, and it's each Tuesday at Calvary Church on Osuna, by the way.
Yes.
When was the last study on the west at the West Campus?
It was, yes. No, actually it was not. It was here at Osuna.
Okay.
So that was when we first transitioned back here.
Okay. But yeah. Just to be clear, ladies.
Osuna.
Osuna Campus, that's on Osuna, just west of Jefferson. Portraits of a is it port? Oh, it is. Portraits of a Woman.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I typed it wrong. So what is, did we already, all the topics, can we talk about some of the topics we'll be covering? Or not we, I'm.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
I'm probably not going to be there.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah, so we're going to be taking a deeper dive into the Proverbs 31 woman, obviously. So the weekly topics are as follows. So the first week is her faith. It follows as her family, her fitness, her philanthropy, and her faithfulness. So each week, the speakers are going to dive into what attributes to having the qualities of those women.
Mm-hmm. Okay, exciting.
Yeah.
And now it starts Tuesday night at 6:30. So be promptly there by 5:30.
Yes.
Right.
We are. Yeah, we're going to be having DIYs though. Yeah, you want to get there early, you know. Make sure you have a spot.
Tell me about the DIY. What's been your favorite DIY so far?
Oh, mine? We made tortillas 1 week.
Okay, from scratch?
Yes, it was so fun. We got a bag and we got flour and all these other items that I can't remember right now. I'm very white.
Did you take notes?
Man, I actually have the printout still. But it was so fun. We got little skillets.
Were they easier than you thought?
Yes, it was. Yeah. I actually ended up making them afterward.
Yeah.
And it's just so fun being able to, have community in a different way,
Okay, so between 5:30 and 6:30, is DIY the only thing happening at that time, really?
We also have vendors as well.
Okay.
So we have vendors and coffee.
Okay.
We do, if you register, we do have free coffee for you.
Oh,
as well as the DIYs are provided.
Speaking of registering, a couple of things. One, let's talk about childcare.
Yes, yeah.
Such a big thing, yeah. So childcare is available during Sheology, which is so big for those women who want to come, don't have anybody to watch
but
their
you
kiddos.
You can't just show up with
you
the
can't
kids.
Just show up with the kiddos. You do have to register. So if you go online to sheology.com, you can register your kiddos for the event.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Say it comes next Tuesday and the ladies, they're not bringing any kids with them, didn't register. Just show up?
Just show up and we can help you register.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I would say, honestly, I think registration is so big. And it's pretty, honestly, if you go to our website, sheology.com, you can find it pretty quick. And even if you wanted to call in, and our team doesn't mind walking you through that as well.
Okay. Now, I want to kind of speak to the lady who is listening.
Yeah.
They may be hesitant, maybe they're, I don't know, for whatever reason. What would you say to the person that's really kind of, I don't know if this is for me? Or, testimonies, of ladies in the past, because you've been doing this a long time. And I know it's the same with guys.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, we're having the guys from Man Up.
Oh, so excited.
Tomorrow.
I'm not even going, but every time I hear about it, I'm like, this is incredible.
You know what's really funny? Because we kind of joked about me not going to the women, and I'm not.
Yeah.
By the way.
We'll let our security know.
But, just kidding. But you know what's funny? It seems like if any was going to show up at the other, it's the ladies that show up at the men's thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Last week I kept on telling Kevin, who oversees that ministry, I'm like, if you need anything, just let me know.
I think it's actually usually when there's a really cool car show or something
right?
like that.
Yeah, they just peek in.
Yeah. But squirrel.
I know, we did. just kind of speaking into that, you were talking about just testimonies that we have.
Yeah.
And honestly, it was amazing. We ended up sitting down with our leadership and saying, what did Wonder Woman, which was our previous study in October, do for you?
I love the themes you guys do.
I know. They're fun. Anyway. I'm so creative. I know. Squirrel again. but yeah, I was able to talk with one of our leaders. Her name is Beth, and she's incredible. But she was just talking about one of her breakthrough sessions. And that's what we have after the sermon. We all break up into breakthrough sessions. There's not typically homework or anything. That we just come with, you know, with all that we have and like lay it down.
In a way, are the breakthrough sessions, I know they're happening actually right after the teaching, right?
Yeah, right.
But in some ways, I mean, do they kind of mirror what a Connect group would do?
Yes,
Where essentially you're taking the message you just received and kind of digesting it and asking questions and sharing experiences with one another. Is that kind of what the experience?
Yes, very similar. That was last study. And this week, it's going to be broken up into, I believe, five groups. Is it five or six?
It's six. The sixth one is the fitness.
The fitness.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get our workout on.
So the breakthrough groups are themed.
This semester they are, yes.
Are they assigned or do you choose?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, so you can choose them. Whatever you feel like God is telling you to choose, that is the group that you go to.
Okay, and I interrupted fitness.
Yes.
Yeah, so we're having fitness. There's going to be books that you can read or that you can purchase. And the small group leader is basically going to be talking up the book, seeing... Uh-huh.
Facilitating conversation.
Mm-hmm, basically, and seeing if you're feeling this in your heart, read this book and it's going to help you get through whatever you're going through right now.
Okay. Do we know the fitness was one? Do we know the other ones?
Yeah, actually, I have it right here.
It's pretty cool because it makes it where this is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. Someone who's listening who may hear this part of it and go, right. I absolutely want to go for the teaching, but really?
Yeah. They're what about your New Year's resolution? Come and do a fitness class.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So
yeah.
Right.
I already failed.
Me too. It's okay.
I think it was like 12:01.
Yeah.
So he said, any desserts?
So for all you married ladies, we are doing Levi Lesko's book, The Marriage Devotional, 52 Days to Strengthen the Soul of Your Marriage. So that's the book that our small group leader is going to be going over for that breakthrough group that is for married women.
Okay. Now, would there be a reason for unmarried ladies to attend that? Maybe they're engaged or you know, they would like to be married someday.
Absolutely.
Right. I mean, would you not discourage them from checking that out?
No, we don't want to discourage them from checking that out because even I would love to take that group.
Right.
Because, you know,
it's got to deal with relationships.
Yeah, that desire as well.
Yeah. Okay, so fitness, marriage.
Yeah, we are going to be reading Growing Strong during the fitness breakthrough group. And then, let's see.
Is there a chess group?
There is not a chess group.
I wouldn't be interested anyway, and I'm not going to be there anyway.
So. Sure. You keep on saying that. I feel like you were going to show up.
I'm so not going to be there. I'll be there in spirit. I'll be praying for you ladies.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
I need to set an alarm now. I said it. I got to make sure I do it.
Yep.
Okay. Do you have the rest or?
I have the themes of the breakthrough groups, basically. So the themes are the exact same thing as the weekly messages. It's going to be her faith, her family, her fitness, her philanthropy, and her faithfulness. So for her family, it's going to be that book by Levi Lesko.
Okay.
For her fitness, it's going to be the Growing Strong book. And then the same follows for all of the other groups. We're going to be reading books for those as well.
All right. Well, we're really just about out of time, but we do have a minute. If there's something you feel like, you know, we didn't cover that.
Oh, yeah. Let me see. Let me take a look. Yeah, just register. Registering is the best. But I did want to just kind of finish that story about the breakthrough session.
Right.
But it was just incredible being able to, hear. They came into the small group and they were just able to share, you know, like specifically a couple of women. They were able to say, you know, I'm having difficulty in my marriage. And she just said that it was so wild to see them, first of all, you know, be so vulnerable, but also counting on one another. Because she's a leader, so she's like, oh my goodness, like how are we going to walk through this? But actually being able to see them connect and be meeting for coffee and making those connections. So that was incredible. And then another short story that I wanted to share is during the worship, it was insane. I remember standing in the back because I usually coordinate with the vendors. And so I'm standing with the vendors and I'm looking at the worship and I'm seeing women just honestly weeping. And it's just seeing breakthrough. And even though the sermon hasn't started,
right,
that the presence of the Lord just broke free.
That's encouraging.
And so that was incredible.
You two should be on the worship team. You harmonize well.
Oh. We do. We'll have to think about it.
Well, we do want to thank Selah Shroff, is a special event coordinator for Sheology. Madison Newcomb, the Bible study coordinator. Great to have you ladies in.
Thank you so much.
Will you come
us.
Back?
Yes.
Bring Lenya with you another time.
We will. She, we love
you. You all are always welcome. All right. Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.
Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.